EP release party yesterday. How did we miss all of this? Madison, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's good to be on.
Yeah. Hey, man, mutual friend, Joe.
Yes. Oh, I love Joe. It's like we all love Joe.
Yeah, and he turned me onto your music, and then you sent me a message going, "Hey, we got this thing coming out," and I didn't respond in time, and the thing came out yesterday on the 18th.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So tell us about the EP.
So the EP, Frantic Lullabies Apollo, is pretty much our debut EP. It's four songs: Fire Pit Bouquet, Gravity, and Rusty, all having to do with just little human experiences that myself and the other bandmates have had. It's been an exciting experience. And something that we recorded back in September and October of last year.
Why did you sit on it for so long?
I think we just wanted to have enough time between the creation and the release to just know that we're doing all the right things, because when we first released Insomnia, I think rushed it. We didn't really know what we were doing at the time. And then December, around, I wanted to personally make sure I got it into the hands of essentially everybody, which was a very great matter of timing, as the physical release, which is a CD, actually happened to arrive on the same day.
Right. Oh, okay. So it was just a timing issue with the Insomnia, your first one.
Yeah, it was very much a quick process, which we actually executed, I think, as well as we could have as a band, right, in college.
Are you guys still presently in college right now, or are we done with that?
Oh, no, thankfully, we're all graduates.
Right, where do you guys hail from?
We all hail from Mohawk College in the music department.
Ah, you're a Mohawk College band.
That's right.
Craziness. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you guys all graduated. You graduated last year, or your graduation's coming up in June?
All of our graduations happened last year, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. So then you get to miss out on all this nonsense with everything being delayed as far as school goes because of the COVID thing. But it has affected you guys as well with doing a release party for your EP.
Oh, absolutely. That was a problem, which I think, as of last month, I was just thinking, what can we do? Because we very much appreciate all of the venues and all the bands that we had to personally reach out to and just say, hey, we love you guys. We want you on our bills.
Yeah.
And I have to actually thank Mauve Grove and The Life in the Tribe for actually agreeing to our first show as of yesterday, which could not happen, unfortunately. But
so what's the idea then for the future? So, because this is supposed to lift, they're saying maybe sometime in the beginning of June people might be able to congregate again. Will you have an EP release party?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that we at least give Apollo sort of that time that we think it deserves to have, the spotlight thrusted upon it. And at the same time, I'm also thinking and also creating more art that I think will have to go on its own project. Hi, my name is Madison Daniels, and I'm Frantic Lullabies, and you can find us on Spotify or Bandcamp or Napster or Deezer or any other place that you feel like you want to either stream or buy our music. We also have a physical release, which you can contact us personally about, and we will make sure to get that through you through mail, and we can talk about online transferring for pay. And thank you very much.
Can you recall? Right, trapping to keep alive on the edge of my seat, happy to oblige, never cease to gravitate to something new. Bouquets of flowers, all things in my power, anything for you. Where I've been, I've just
Thank you. Thank you.
race horse. Wise am I in my years? Yet there is still so much that I never got to know. My hair resembles snow. Track song.
Right, Frantic Lullabies, cool little band. Like that that four song EP. I can't wait to be able to go out and see a band again. How about you? Just be social with everyone, you know, maybe grab a drink, non-alcoholic or alcoholic, whatever it is, and go enjoy some music and some company, you know. It'd be kind of nice. Of course, you do know the first 5 minutes you're gonna be like, oh, this is great, and then, you know, you're just gonna look around and go, ah, I'm over it. Yeah, I've done this. Whatever. I don't know what I was whining about. No, completely different for me. I really want to go out and see people. I really do. Big, huge set of music taking us into this hour, to the top of the hour. And you will hear some different stuff. In this set, you will hear some Metz, Born at Midnight. I've tied with this really cool track called Blur. It was pretty awesome. Scott Hardware, which was like totally new to me, and I was really happy that I found this track. It's called Blue Again. Beggin' as well. Bassia Boulay. Am I saying that right? I played her a couple times before, and I'm always just like, I don't know if I'm saying that right. I really don't know. It's actually really funny. Austria in this set. Antisocial with the track Cortex. Really super cool. I dug that a lot. And Art Deco, I'll Never Give You Up. Hey, if you got any music that you want to hear, or if you're in a band or a solo project, whatever, send me an email, steelcitymusic.ca. Click the contact and send it over to me. I'm always looking for new music, that sort of thing, because I look through Bandcamp and YouTube and recommendations, that sort of stuff. So just send me an email. Let me know. All right. And I will spin it for you, or I'll feature it. To start off this set of music, we should hear from Single Mothers with the track 24/7 here on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Just dying to call it what it is. But oh my God, how drunk am I? my God, you're the watch that fell on someone else's wrist. You're the film nobody saw. They like it now, the hypocrites. And you're the shit nobody gives. Just dying to call it what it is. But oh my God, how drunk am I? So drive me home and let it lie, let it lie.
Listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. Like what you're hearing on The Hawk? Well, you can find more information, more community connections, and more great listening at our website, 1015thehawk.ca. Our site gives you title and artist info on the currently playing track, a full weekly schedule of programming, news about the station, local culture, and gives you access to archived recordings of past episodes from all your favorite shows. Visit 1015thehawk.ca and get connected.
All right, folks, check this out. Six men get sick. See, I said it properly. This is what I was so worried about. This is why I love the fact they named the band this, because they're going to change it as soon as possible. Is a new project based out of St. Catharines. It's the brainchild of Dan Sayre, ex-Voltang. Dan recorded and mixed and mastered the EP as his own experiment to see if he could do it. Balls on him for that. The plan was to release the music and start playing shows, but then this whole stupid COVID thing happened, and now he's trying to get the word out and would love if everyone would just check out his music. If you like it and you want to feature it in your show or anything like that, he would be extremely grateful. So this is the email I read, folks. I'm like going, well yeah, I'm going to contact Dan and I'm going to get him to change the name of the band because it's a tongue twister. I hate you for this, Dan. I really hate you for this. Six men get sick. Why did you do that?
So it's actually it's a play on David Lynch, the director of the Twin Peaks guy. His first short film was called Six Men Getting Sick.
Okay.
And I was searching for a name forever.
Right.
And I was reading his like one of his books, and I just saw the name. I'm like, And I kind of looked at it, and I know it's a tongue twister, and I know it's a pain. But I say it, I'm like, oh God, we'll see how long this lasts. But
it's so funny, man, because I was just chatting about David Lynch the other day. I was explaining David Lynch's Blue Velvet, Roy Orbison connection, all the